Oliver Grantham, hypnotherapist, life coach, and mindfulness teacher. For more helpful information, please like my Facebook page, My Matters for Life Co. UK, or visit my website, www.mindmattersforlife.co.uk.
Joy is the feeling of grinning inside. And think of a time now when you felt true joy. And it doesn't matter how long ago it was. It could have been recent. It could have been some time ago. It could be the prospect and thought of what the future might be for you. The time frame doesn't matter. What matters is the feeling of joy. And just think of that now. Think of a time when you felt true joy. And what was it like for you? How do you know? How do you know and experience true joy? Is it a thought? Is it a buzz? Is it a feeling? And if it's a feeling, whereabouts in your body is it? Everyone is different here, and there's no right or wrong way of experiencing joy, true joy. And I think joy can have so many different meanings. And Melba Colgrove, who gave this particular definition of joy being the feeling of grinning inside, is a helpful explanation, I think. And what makes you grin inside? Because it's human nature, isn't it? We tend to take things for granted. We're always striving. And one of the seven cornerstones of mindfulness is non-striving. Not trying to achieve anything, not trying to get anywhere in particular. Just accepting things as they are, just being, non-striving. And you don't have to do anything right now. Except perhaps just think about, in your own way, how can you cultivate an attitude of gratitude, if you like. So, if you can, and you're in a situation, position now to be able to do this, great. A short relaxation exercise. If you're not, then you might want to listen to this a bit later. Make a mental note to yourself to try this a bit later. Try it out when you get the opportunity to. But if you can do it now, or when you get the opportunity to get round to doing it, just put your feet flat on the floor, your hands resting gently in your lap, your head straight, looking forward with a soft gaze or your eyes closed. Take a nice deep breath in now through your nostrils, and if you can, a nice breath out through a slightly open mouth. And this time, next time you breathe in, and then when you breathe out for about twice as long as you breathe in for. And I'll give you some time now just to get used to that idea of breathing out more slowly than breathing in. And do this a couple more times. Just relaxing. There's no right or wrong way of doing this, and just noticing how things, the experience of this is perhaps a little different to how it was before you listened to this. And think now of one thing, just one thing that you can carry with you for the rest of the day, no matter what life brings for you, no matter what life holds for you today. It can be something very simple to be grateful for. It might just be being alive. Notice now how it feels just to be alive in this moment. or being grateful as holding the company of a pet or a friend or a relative. Food that you're going to eat later on today. It could be absolutely anything that you can be grateful for. And really notice that. Be really grateful for that. And to help you hold it throughout the rest of your day, just be aware now. Notice the thumb of your left or right hand. It doesn't matter which. Some people like to, if they're right-handed, use their right hand, and if they're left-handed, use their left hand. But it doesn't matter. Take your thumb and the middle finger of your left or your right hand and squeeze them together. Bring them together slowly, smoothly, and deliberately. And breathe in and really notice just how grateful you are. What thoughts spring to mind when you're grateful for the thing that you're thinking of? How you're feeling inside. Some people feel a tingle. Some people feel another energetic sensation. And some people feel more relaxed in a certain parts of the body. And just notice, maybe with curious awareness, learning perhaps a little bit more about yourself and how you are and how you react to things. And just now be grateful for whatever it is that you're grateful for right now. And remind yourself now that throughout the rest of the day, at appropriate times, at appropriate moments, to put your thumb and your middle finger together to remind you of this feeling. Remind yourself perhaps to do it when you need it the most. And this attitude of gratitude attracts and cultivates other things to be grateful for in your life as well. For other things to be joyful of. And that you can hold as another thought in itself. When you're ready, you can slowly open your eyes. Take another deep breath in and out. And may I wish you the very best of days today and all days.
This has been me, Oliver Grantham, at Mind Matters for Life, Hypnotherapy, Life Coaching and Mindfulness Teaching. You can find out more by liking my page on Facebook, Mind Matters for Life Co.UK, or my website www.mindmattersforlife.co.uk, or you can email me, oliver@mindmattersforlife.co.uk. Until the next time, it's bye for now.